Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling any of this.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a lot of fun. I think there's a lot of fun on the Joe Messina Show. And I do appreciate your time with me. Look, head up to the website, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. There's so much you can do up there. You know, give a thumbs up, thumbs down on the stories. Sign up for the email blast. But if you want to text message blast, you can always find that by texting GoJo to 77222, GoJo to 77222. All right, let's get on with this. Listen, there is so much to get through tonight. Really, seriously, I just enjoy this so much. All right. Apparently now, I didn't know this. I got to do some more of this. You know, learn more about taxes, tax deductions, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, what you need receipts for and what you don't. Because according to an IRS whistleblower, apparently Hunter Biden claimed that the prostitute sex club fees, well, they were deductions on his tax forms. Yeah, that's right. Nobody pushed back. That must mean they're okay, right? Or am I wrong? Am I confused? So the IRS whistleblower testimony to Congress accused Hunter Biden of illegally deducting tens of thousands of dollars in payments made to a prostitute and an exclusive sex club. Now, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know we have Dan Pilla, the tax man, is on with us on Wednesdays usually. And recently we were talking about some of the issues, you know, the IRS disallows certain deductions, or they try to. Or they try to tell you that you pay too much money for your truck, for your this, for your that. And what he told me that day was, well, basically how it works out is the IRS really can't tell you what you need or don't need to promote your business. And if it even remotely might help your business, they can't refuse the deduction. So I don't really know what, you know, Hunter does for a living. I don't think anybody really does except sell his name. But I think that maybe prostitutes are part of that. I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't want to do his business. I don't want to be anywhere near his business. But you just don't know. According to the New York Post, the whistleblower told the House Ways and Means Committee that the first son underreported his income, wrote off his sordid encounters for, well, I don't know if it was so sordid. I don't know. I mean, is that really what you want to call it? He got away with ducking $106,000 in taxes. Now, there was a blower who worked on the IRS investigation into tax fraud by Hunter. You know, alleged in his testimony, look, some of the items that he deducted were personal. You know, no-show employees. He deducted payments that were made to, well, who he called his West Coast assistant. But she was essentially a prostitute. Well, that could be an assistant, don't you think? Yeah, long, stressful day. I'm just saying. I'm trying to help the guy out. Work with me here, will you? The whistleblower who worked on the IRS investigation. God, I can't even. Some of the stuff I can't clean up even if I want to. Back in May, the IRS supervisory agent Gary Shapley, another whistleblower, he told the committee that there were multiple examples of prostitutes that were ordered, basically, and we have all the communication. I mean, what an idiot to keep it all, too. You know, he had it on email and other places where he would pay for the prostitutes, where he would meet them. He would book them, you know, a flight, even where the flight ticket showed their name. And then he expensed the flight ticket, right, along with their services. I just love this. He expensed them all to his PC consulting firm. What a great name. Anyway, one investigator told Congress that Hunter expensed a deposit for membership at a high-end Los Angeles sex club. Yeah, that was $75,000, by the way, and he was kicked out for being... Now, I want you to think about this. It was an L.A., Los Angeles, sex club, and apparently he was too lewd for a $75,000 a year sex club. I'm just saying. And he tried to, God, and he tried to write that off. The whistleblower added that he went to the sex club, and we talked to the person that owned that sex club, and they confirmed that he was there. And the guy has to pay $10,000, and the girl, whoever is referring him, she doesn't have to pay anything. God bless. He said, anyway, they were following the money. They were looking for the money, where it was going, where it was being spent. He said, we went out and followed that money, and it was for a sex club membership in L.A. The founder of the elite SNCTM club, I don't even want to know what that breaks down to meaning, Damon Lawler, he said he received a subpoena as part of the IRS probe. He had to tell them that Hunter was a member, but was booted out. Why? Because he was playing grab butt with the other women, but he was acting like a spoiled little child. Surprised. Joe Messina, your host, Cocoa Bar. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at Silverlungs.com. That's Silverlungs.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5556. You look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Head up to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, and you can join the live chat. Okay, the lady, the myth. Well, not really a myth. Definitely a legend, though. Sonja Schmidt joins me, as she does every week, always as my co-host. We have a good time on Fridays. Try to kick it, well, kind of kick it off the weekend. Oh, I think we've been a little boring lately.
I don't know. I still think you should have me on Monday, because come Friday, America is so upside down that I'm afraid that I just sound like a hand-wringing, worry-warded, I'm just
worry-warted?
Something. I got warts.
That's a new term. I ain't heard that before.
There's warts on my brain, on my heart, everywhere. This country is in bad shape. We've been talking about this country heading in the wrong direction.
No.
Well, it's skipped over heading.
Well,
and now we are drowning.
Here, take a listen to one of our educated college people. Just take a listen to their take on transgenderism.
Yeah, people can change gender.
Right, cool.
Yeah.
And if people can change gender, do you think that people can change race as well?
No.
So why can't people change their race if they can change their gender?
They're two different things. Race is to do with colour. You can't really change colour. If you're born with one colour, sticks with it. You could change gender, but race, I don't know. Yep.
How much she are went, her parents paying
but
for
But she went into that so authoritatively, right?
So much confidence.
And then when her brain cells kicked in, you're like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, confidence and ignorance is a real bad combination. But why isn't color a construct? If everything else is a construct, I'll tell you why. Because they need people of color to vote for them. So people of...
Yeah.
I don't. Or no, it's appropriation. So if someone who is a non-person of color takes on that identity, then that is appropriations, which is bad. Listen, if you try to make sense out of what the left is saying to us right now, our heads would explode. I don't understand. Why have we let them get away with this? It's like letting children run your household. And I tell you one other thing. I've been saying this for months on your show, maybe even a year, that we have let narcissists run our country. And that's really frightening. Anybody who's ever been around a narcissist knows how dangerous that is. And we have allowed them to run our country and run our lives and day-to-day lives. They're running our children's day-to-day lives. We had no business letting sick people run our lives. I don't know if you saw that article recently about women on the left being mentally ill.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not making this up.
No, I actually read it. I knew I was going to get heat for it, and I did. And I said, look, it's not me. These are the people you believe in that are putting this stuff out there, you know?
And if you can't see they're sick, then you have to be sick. You know, I mean, I had the fortune and the misfortune, I suppose, of being raised in a family of narcissists and sickos. So I can smell it a mile away. But I never thought that our country would be ruled by it. But that's how they operate. They have to be in control of everything. They can't give you a say on anything. They have to gaslight you. And that's what this country has been going through, especially for the past 2 years. Because we've been lied to. We've been manipulated. We've been told to shut up. We've been abused. And I don't think we honestly know how to get out of it. The average person doesn't know how to get out of those when they're in a relationship with someone like that, whether it be parents or spouse or boyfriend, girlfriend. How do you get rid of it when you're being ruled by them? It's your government, and they're cheating at the election. How do you get out of this, Joe, I ask you?
Really? You really think I have an answer for this?
I'm throwing that back at you, Joe, because I am at my wits' end. I don't know anymore how to get rid of them.
Well, I think we have to do what we've been doing, which is, but in a bigger number, throw it right back in your face again. Stop letting them get away with it. Stop letting them. You know, for the longest time, you and I have talked about this. For the longest time, people would allow you, you'd say these dumbest things, right? When it came to racism, systemic racism, any of those things along those lines, and you just let it go. Why? Because I'm a white guy. I'm not allowed to talk to it.
Not allowed.
All right?
To.
And if you're a black guy and you talk to it, then you bought the plantation. You're giving in to the white guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've allowed them to do that.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to.
Go ahead. Go for it.
I'm going to have to say this. When you're dealing with a narcissist, it takes a while for you to figure out what's going on. So the fact that we didn't jump on this right away and all we were doing is going, I'm not a racist or I'm not a sellout and how dare you and all that, we should have been nipping this in the bud, as yep. Barney Fife used to say, nip it right in the bud.
Right. Well, look at there's a new article out, and would it, you know, and again, I don't know what the reasoning behind is. I look at things now and think, okay, they're trying to light a spark. So a recent article comes out and says black dads are more likely to play, dress, and share a meal with their children. So, again, now we're going to see that black dads are much better at being dads than white dads. Right? So the story goes on to talk about, I think, did you read this one? Did I send this
no,
one to you?
No, I haven't seen that one. Huh?
Okay, you know, so it goes on to talk about, you know, in the movies and television and, you know, they're always portrayed as being absent, not engaged, sure. Not good fathers, you know. And again, this guy goes on to talk about the fact that, no, the data actually shows, Black American Dad Foundation shows, that, you know, blacks are more, black dads are more, you know, apt to be at the dinner table, taking the kid out to the baseball game, doing all this other stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, why? Why is that even a story?
Why you know, is that even a story?
Well, let me just say, when some of the people have talked about, you know, dads not being at home, they don't say black dads not being at home. They say when dads aren't around, when dads aren't at home, girls are more likely to get pregnant earlier. They're more likely to, you know, drop out of school. They're more likely to. It's not always hooked on the black community, if you would. We'll talk about this more on the other side of the break.
Okay,
I'll,
good.
I'll let you put me in my place. Joe, okay, see your host, good. Don't go far. Hop forward, Tony Smith, when we come back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House says it is monitoring the situation in Russia after the country accused the head of the Wagner mercenary group of inciting an armed mutiny. The country's National Anti-Terrorism Committee opened a criminal case against the mercenary boss just hours after Yevgeny Prigozhin criticized Russia for lying about the war in Ukraine. On Friday, he claimed a huge number of his troops fighting in Ukraine were killed by Russian forces and threatened to start a rebellion. Wagner mercenary forces have been reported near the Russian city of Rostov. Russian officials are demanding a halt to Prigozhin's actions and say they are taking all necessary measures to respond. New York City is requiring hospitals and healthcare facilities to make the prices of procedures public. City Council members unanimously approved the measure, first introduced by Councilwoman Julie Menin. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me bring on my co-host, Sonia Schmidt, who joins me every Friday to kind of knock this stuff out of the park and kick it off the weekend, right? There's all these stories that hit, like, Friday afternoon, kind of like hide. Because nobody's going to do it. Nobody's going to talk about it. Nobody really wants to do anything about it.
Right.
So we were talking about the story that hit through MSNBC, ABCDEFG, .com. Black dads are more likely to play dress and share a meal with their child. That's according to recent data from the Black American Dad Foundation. So, and the organization was put together to counter these biased perceptions of Black fathers. So, I said to you, it doesn't bother me that they're talking about Black fathers having, lunch or taking their kids out or any of that. But these numbers, whether you be Black, white, brown, whatever, you know, when fathers spend more time with their kids, the kids are more secure. When fathers are in the home, girls tend not to get pregnant as early. They tend not to drop out of school. I mean, all these stats that are out there are not specific to a color.
Right. But my big question, whenever I see some sort of publication like this on the left, I am always trying to figure out, well, where are we going with this? Why did they post it? And what are they starting to set up? They always have buzzwords. You know, like, remember when nobody heard of the word insurrection and then all of a sudden everybody attributes insurrection to
it? And they knew how to spell it, too. That was cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They really know how to set stuff up. So what are they setting up in this story? One of the things I think is interesting is the media has been dead set on portraying a negative view of Black fathers for years.
Right.
You know, look at all the gang banging movies and single mom movies. And, you know, they've been taking Black fathers out of television for years. I don't know if you remember when John Amos was upset because he was being taken out of Good Times. And he was like, this is a good image to show a Black man in the house. I remember when I was pitching television shows, could not pitch a two-parent household. So
you keep saying that, and I do believe you, but I don't believe it from a standpoint of were they forcing the narrative, trying to create the narrative that Black men don't live at home?
When I was in television, children's television towards the end, it didn't matter if it was, first of all, I didn't have that many Black shows, but second of all, it was children in general. Listen, their agenda is to screw up kids, period. Even though the demographic test that they gave to children They would do a test every year to see what children liked, what they cared about, who their heroes were. And one of the last years I worked there, their heroes were their parents, mother and father.
Oh yeah.
They wanted to see two parents in the home, whether they had one or not, had two parents or not. And one of their big celebrity heroes, there was two, Jesus and George Bush. And
isn't that
but we got word from on high that none of that stuff was to be done. So my question is always, when they come out with stories like this, have they insulted black people long enough that they're trying to get the votes, or they're trying to soften up stories? I don't know, because really they have been responsible for a lot of the images that you see for black fathers in the home. And I have to tell you, when you watch a movie, they're pretty negative. They're pretty low down. So are they trying to clean that up? Or is this just another way to say, to turn the tables? Black man good, white man bad.
Well, part of what, some of the verbiage, you know, I'm a big word person, right? How they put the sentence together, how they slide. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you know, not all black shows in the 70s had the dad gone, you know.
Right, no, it started off with, John Amos was furious about that. And then you saw an onslaught of movies and, you know, where black males were pretty much, their characters were really, really
trained. Well, I know your speaker's not working, but I played the theme from the Jefferson, so, I mean.
Oh, I would have danced!
There was a black man.
I would have done the dynamite.
So there's a line in this article that says, so check this out, 70% of black fathers who live with their children. So they kind of put that little caveat in there, right?
Right.
Because we always hear about, you know, 70% of black homes or 72% of black homes have no father in them. Now, I don't know how true that is. I've not done any kind of whatever on there. But interesting that they chose to say 70% of the black fathers who live with their children.
Right.
So, they're, like I said, that carves it out in saying, okay, well, it doesn't matter how many black dads are at home, but of the ones that are at home, this is what they're doing. So they're breaking it down even more, making it worse. In my personal opinion, trying to make it worse. Why? Take it back to fathers.
This is bizarre. And you know that they're always trying to promote less black men in the home. So, I listen, this is one that the left has me stumped on. I can't see where they're going with this. I do think that's sort of a left-handed compliment. 70% of those
you got
who live
it.
With
yep.
of the 70% who don't live. I mean, it's crazy making.
And I'm not going to go through all this, but they actually break down. They decided even to say, you know, these numbers were high, and not just for biological fathers living in the home, right? Inferring that not every father they were talking about living in the home was actually the biological father of that child. Are they not painting a picture here?
I don't know what's going on in this article.
Oh, God. I don't know. I think that's an insult in and of itself. I think it's a racist way without them trying to sound racist, you know?
I think so, too. I think they took a statistic and tried to create a story out of it from the leftist point of view. And you have to be careful when you read those things. Anymore, I start reading an article because it sounds interesting, and then I look to see where this thing is posted. If it's on Yahoo News or if it's on MSN News or whatever, I take it with a grain of salt. CNN, no. Good luck.
Oh, CNN, you might as well, yeah. Start laughing when you read it because there's nothing true about it.
Well, that was the rise and fall of Drudge Report. They started linking everything to Huffington Post and, you know.
Oh, that's no, right. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he sold, what a weenie. He sold out to Drudge. Sold out to the lefties, you know.
Well, how does that happen?
Oh, God, he got really good money.
Oh,
I mean,
that'll
really
do it.
Good money. You know,
that'll
it's all
do
about
it.
The money.
Hey, so, listen, if they offered me enough, I'd stop talking to you.
Oh, what would that take, about 15, 20 bucks? Well, I got a good one for you here. Chelsea Clinton claims that women have died in big numbers after the Dobbs decision due to doctors refusing to do abortions when the mother's life is at risk. Yet she gives not one case of it happening.
Oh, of course not. Yeah. I believe.
She actually called the overturning of Roe versus Wade a, you know, evidence of Christian white nationalism. That's right.
Of course. That's the other phrase. If you didn't see that one coming for the past few years, Christian, national, white, supremacist, all these buzzwords were starting to come into the lexicon a few years ago, and now look where it is. Now it's an explanation for everything. And what's interesting, going back to my narcissist thing, everything that they have caused, they blame it on those buzzwords because they don't want you voting in that direction. They don't want you connecting yourself with that. So if you're against abortion, it has nothing to do with the life of the baby. It's because you're a racist, sellout, you know, Nazi, whatever words they want to put into it. You know, nobody's talking about, I just saw a wonderful panel conference on the right to life, and as it refers to our upcoming election, and nobody's talking about the numbers of women who are harmed by this morning after pill that you can get by mail in the states that are banning abortions, so or curtailing abortions or whatever. They're blaming that on these women getting that pill that will cause them death, and they'll blame it on the states curtailing the action of pill.
Of course, not the fact that a 13-year-old shouldn't be grabbing the pill to begin with.
Exactly.
All right, we got to go for a break. Joe Basile, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonia and Joe right after this.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-
1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Over to your host. Always a pleasure. So much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, which will make you... It will make you part of the solution. Anyway, Sonya Schmidt, my co-host on Fridays, joins me, and we are talking about all kinds of crazy stuff. Chelsea Clinton says that the maternal mortality rate is out of control since the overturning of Roe versus Wade, which is really, it didn't get overturned like that. You can still get abortions. Right. That's number one. Number two is she doesn't give one case of where this is going on.
She says, you don't have to back up anything when you're on the left. Just saying it is enough. Listen, they operate out of emotions. So,
yep.
If you can say women are dying, remember that? What did they used to say about Bush? You lied, people died.
Right.
All they got to do is come up with a good rhyme.
Yeah.
And the whole country dumps on board. They don't bother, even though we live at a time where, well, I used to say you could access information at the click of your fingers, but you can't anymore because Google and all those guys hide it so well. But true. If you wanted to take the time, you could. If you wanted to have some common sense, you would ask yourself, gee, where is that happening? How is that happening? What's going on? And... yeah, you can still get abortions. You can still kill your babies if you want. Hey, folks, send them to California. We'll do it and pay for it.
And they'll pay for it. Yeah, you're right, So she doesn't go through. One of these other fact checkers goes through and said, listen, since the restrictions on abortion, while 20 states codified abortion access in the law, yes, though there are restrictions, she said, this article says over 12 months there were 92,000 fewer legal abortions in states that restricted access, while there were 70,000 more abortions in the states that remained legal. So, really, the amount of abortions that didn't happen were very minor.
Yeah, it leveled out, Chelsea. Don't worry, honey.
Remember now, she's the one, she and her mom left their church when she was in sixth grade because the teacher wouldn't speak positively about abortions. You remember that?
Wow, I don't remember that. But can you imagine taking your child out of a classroom? Because we're good God, y'all.
Can you imagine? You grab the child by the hand and go, are you telling this child I couldn't have aborted her if I wanted to? We're leaving.
Feet.
Oh, my God.
It's insane and sick. I don't know how you can belong to a party where to belong to it, you have to champion the murder of innocent children. Other than the fact that I just really, and I hate saying it, but it's true and it's evident, this is the party of death, and who is in control of death? Who is all about life? Christ.
Oh, God's all about life.
Christ?
And Satan is all about death.
Satan. I like this. Satan.
I give a little French spin to it.
So, I love the Satan. Satan Johnson.
Go. All right. So apparently, just coming off of Juneteenth, everybody was so excited to hear that slavery had come to an end. But according to this one fella, slavery never ended. You want to enlighten me?
Well, okay, so when I saw this article, I assumed it was the typical left-wing article about how we are still oppressed by whitey. And once you read past the setup here.
I take that personal, you know, but go ahead, yeah.
Well, you can rest assured, because this article basically says that we are our own worst enemies. And I don't disagree with this article at all. They talk about how Black Americans treat one another. Their premise is that slavery hasn't ended because it's like the Stockholm Syndrome, is that you don't even need the oppressor anymore. You're going to lock yourself up in chains. Now, I thought that they were going to talk about Black Republicans are being the ones who have themselves in chains, love whitey more than they love themselves, the whole typical route, the whole road that they go down typically. That's not what this article says. It says it's clear that there's still slavery going on. When you see how Blacks treat one another, he talks about slavery with Black children being the highest of any other ethnic group to be aborted.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Broken Black families, the mothers thinking she doesn't need a man.
You and Zoe both have taught me that it is that the Black community is kind of self-deprecating. They get on their men if they're trying to do better.
We call that trying to act white. Like, that's what I got called when I was coming up in elementary school, because I talked correctly. Because if I didn't, my parents couldn't speak at all. My mother had an eighth grade education. I don't think my father had that. But they demanded. There was a different sort of mindset in those days about excellence. And so I got teased for speaking the way that I do and did. So,
wow.
Yeah, no, I got teased by Black men. I mean, it was, you know, it was crazy. It's crazy what we do. But I do think that comes from our history. That really comes from how we learned from there were different classes of slave. There was the house slave. There was the field slave. We were color pitted against one another. They came from different regions. I mean, it was...
Look, I went through, you know the church I went through in South Central L.A., and he did a 26 or 28-week study in race, religion, and racism. And one of the things he went through was the Black family kind of attacking themselves, if you would. And he felt that came from what you just said. You had field slaves, as you put it, and you had house slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And the house slaves kind of looked down on the field slaves. And wouldn't allow them to get a leg up. And they, you know, then he went through the various colors of black. I mean, we have the same thing in the white community to a degree. Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, showed the extremely black black man, and then the kind of milk chocolate black man, and the kind of the white-looking black man, if you would.
It's very complicated. Now, the very dark-skinned black men are the prize. You know, it's very complicated. But
really?
But I love that this article says, if you look to see what's gone on since Juneteenth, I don't know how much we've progressed. They talk about some of our images, some of our heroes, which are, they think, the women who are on stage, the singers who portray themselves as strippers. You know, Nicki Minaj and some of these other people I've never even heard of. I watched a show today. I watched 5 minutes of a show today. Let me rephrase that, on Netflix. It was young black people. It was comedy improv. So, of course, I'm interested in it. It's comedy and improv. I couldn't get past 5 minutes of it with them calling each other the N-word, with them making fun of black women, with them cussing. They had no command of the English language. They dressed like children instead of grown men. It was very... I text my daughter and I said, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. I don't want anybody to watch this show because I don't want this to speak to who we are, especially after all this time.
Yeah, I agree with you. I really, I mean, it's not the exact same, but along the same vein of things. It's just like in the Italian world, you know, these kids that try to sound like they're gangsters or try to sound like they're mafiosa, and, you know, they don't even really know what that means. I grew up around that stuff. There's nothing glamorous, nothing great about being in the mafia, but they act that way because they're Italian. It's supposed to be part of your heritage, if you would.
Well, here's the thing about the black heritage is that there was a long period of time where we strove to be a credit to our race, to show people that we weren't.
You can't say that.
Anymore. And so now what do we have? So there was a time where we worked to speak correctly, where we worked for education, where we were, you know, I told you what would happen if a teacher had to call our parents. It was, you know, now what's championed is Ebonics. Like I said, I watched this next Netflix show 5 minutes in. I didn't hear one decently constructed sentence. Now, I'm either too old or seriously not black enough, because none of this made sense, and it was just the women looked like strippers. The men made fun. I mean, it was awful.
Yeah?
It was awful. And I just think, you know, and I hadn't read this article before I saw that show, or the 5 minutes of it I could stomach, but this article is spot on. You cannot say that we are out of slavery when this is how we choose to act. This is that TV show I watched was produced by us.
Oof. All right, we got to go for a break. Give people time to reset their brains. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up. Really, Sonya and I got to have a field day coming up in the next hour. Be right back.
Give me a chance too.
Did I say that?